The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hans von Spakovsky is the manager of Election Law Reform Initiative and a senior legal fellow at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Hans has been working on election law reform initiatives for many, many years. And as you know, there's been a lot of discussion about election reform. And the Democrats, the U.S. House of Representatives, they passed their versions, and now Chuck Schumer is wanting to take a vote probably this week on changing the rules of the Senate to eliminate the filibuster so that the Senate could pass it as well. Now, Senator Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema made it very clear last week that they are not in favor of that. So it kind of leaves it in limbo as to what the next step may be. Hans did a sort of a fact check on some of the things that we've heard from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Hans is on our 94.5 The Answer guest line. Good morning. Welcome to you.
Joey, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. So last week we saw what I'm going to characterize as a very angry Joe Biden in Atlanta, Georgia, as he shouted at us about some of the things that we needed to do in by way of election reform. The vice president repeated some of the things. Now, with Senator Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin confirming that they're not willing to change the Senate filibuster rules, is this initiative, is it dead, or is there still a chance that the Democrats could somehow get this through the Senate?
It hopefully is dead. But remember, Chuck Schumer is like Harry Reid. Harry Reid in the past changed the rules of the Senate by violating the rules on how you change the rules. And I fear that Schumer may try to do something similar. You know, Joey, it's interesting. You were saying that we have been having a discussion about voting issues. The Democrats haven't been discussing it. They've basically been putting out propaganda on it. And frankly, I've never seen a presidential speech like the one Biden gave that was more full of lies and outright deception and deceit. And it was an angry speech. It made me angry because he, in essence, was saying that if you oppose their attempts at what they call election reform, which it really isn't, then you must be the same as the segregationists and horrible racists of the Ku Klux Klan and others. I mean, that was essentially what he was saying. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth than that.
Yeah, yeah. He did. He just came across as just an angry old man last week when he and he was just shouting at us. I mean, I don't know right. that I've ever seen a president give a speech the way Joe Biden did last week. And I hope that Americans will wake up, that they'll see him for what he is. All right, let's talk about the column. You sort of did a fact check. And let's just right. take one by one. For example,
sure.
Kamala Harris said, across our nation, anti-voter laws could make it more difficult for as many as 55 million Americans to vote. This is one out of six people in our country, she said. Now, let's start with that one.
Yeah, I don't know where. Well, I know where she got that number. That she just created it out of nothing. There is no evidence whatsoever that any of the election reforms that have been passed in states like Georgia and elsewhere are going to keep anybody from voting. You know, remember, their biggest thing that they complain about are voter ID laws. Well, South Carolina's got a voter ID law, and it hasn't kept a single person from voting in your state. Yet that's the claim that they're making. And we all know, not only do we know it's not true, But we know that the majority of the public, the polling shows, it doesn't matter whether people are white or black, Republicans or Democrats, they all say, yeah, of course you ought to have to show an ID when you vote. It's common sense.
Yeah. Well, and the argument about the photo ID just makes no sense to me whatsoever because, they're easy to get. Most people have driver's license, but even if you don't, you can get a photo ID, and people manage to get those when they need them for other things. And you know, one of the most recent situations that I've had in having to present my ID has been situations where people have asked me, I've had to show a vaccination card or asked to show a vaccination card or proof that I am negative for COVID, and I have to show my photo ID to prove that I am who I say I am to get in someplace.
Yeah, so apparently the Biden administration is engaging in vaccine suppression, aren't they, by requiring a photo ID?
I guess so. All right, let's go to the second one, and this is their claim, is that giving voters food and water while waiting to vote is illegal. Now, here's what Joe Biden said in Georgia last week. Georgia's law makes it illegal to bring your neighbors, your fellow voters, food or water while they're waiting in line to vote.
Well, he's totally misinterpreting this. Look, and he was talking as if this was something out of the ordinary. It's not. Look, every single state, including South Carolina, has rules that you can't campaign close to a polling place. You can't campaign close to voters who are standing in line to vote. The whole point of this, of course, is to prevent candidates from trying to influence voters while they're waiting to vote. Well, Georgia's law, just like New York's, by the way, and just like New Jersey's, says not only can you not engage in campaigning close to a polling place, but you can't give gifts or money to voters. And gifts include food and drink.
Yep.
Now, if a voter wants to bring their own food and drinks, they can do it. Election officials in the polling place can provide water. And if a candidate wants to set up a food truck outside of that prohibited distance, they can. But the idea is to prevent undue influence when people are waiting in line to vote. Makes perfect sense. It's not some kind of horrendous prohibition on voters. And you know what the average time is to vote in this country these days for people waiting in line? It's about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody is going to die of starvation while they're waiting in line.
Yeah. Hans von Spakowski with the Heritage Foundation on our guest line this morning. All right. So this is one of my favorites here, and it just drives me insane when they talk about mail-in voting, because I remember a time, and it's different now in South Carolina, but I remember a time in South Carolina and other states where in order to absentee vote, you had to have a reason. You had to be traveling for business or out of town because you had a death in the family or something. That's loosened up, as it should be, but, they talk about mass mail-in voting and that it's safe and that it's secure. Joe Biden said to Georgia Republicans, too many people voting in a democracy is a problem, so they're putting up obstacles. For example, voting by mail is a safe and convenient way to get more people to vote. I mean, they'd love for us just to be able for everybody to mail in their vote, wouldn't they?
They would. And look, some years ago, the Florida Department of Investigation, law enforcement issued a report on after a series of absentee ballot fraud cases in Florida, and they called absentee ballots the tool of choice of vote thieves. Look, I'm with you. You know, if people are out of town, if they're too disabled, fine, they should vote with absentee ballots. But absentee ballots are more vulnerable to fraud. They're the only ballots that are voted outside the supervision of election officials and outside the observation of poll watchers. And remember, one of the provisions in this bill, like S1, for example, that Schumer is trying to push through, would legalize vote harvesting everywhere.
Wow.
In other words, they want to force states to allow third-party strangers to go pick up people's ballots at their homes, you know, like paid political operatives, people who have a stake in the outcome of the election. And of course, that puts them in a position to pressure and coerce people in their homes to vote a particular way. So, you know, his idea that it's the safest way of voting has just been proven not to be true. Just look next door, North Carolina, right? The ninth congressional district. Congressional race 2018 was overturned because of absentee ballot fraud.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and as you just said, Hans, it takes about 15 minutes to vote. My argument is that's one of the most important things as Americans that we do. You can take a few minutes out of your day and run by a polling place and drop your ballot into the ballot box personally. The whole mail-in ballot thing, you should have to have a reason. And I don't see how that's making it hard for people to vote.
It's not. Alabama's had an ID requirement, for example, for absentee ballots for years. Nobody had any problems voting there.
Yep. Always enjoy our time together. Thank you for the work you guys are doing at the Heritage Foundation, and we'll talk again soon.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Have a great Monday. Hans von Spakowski with the Heritage Foundation.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.